ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Purports 2 verses 8 through 20, continued.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The Prachetas are about to marry the daughter of the great sage Kandu. It is suggested that the son's name will be Vishruta, and that he will glorify both his father and mother because of his good character. In fact, he would be greater than even Lord Brahma. The great politician Chanakya said that if there is a good tree within a garden or forest, its flowers will fill the forest with their fragrance. Similarly, a good son within a family makes the whole family famous all over the world. For instance, Krishna took birth in the family of the Yadus, and consequently, the Yadu dynasty is famous all over the world. Whenever a great sage undergoes severe austerities for material power, the king of heaven, Indra, becomes very envious. All the demigods have responsible posts for the management of the universal affairs, and they are very highly qualified with pious activities. And although they are ordinary living entities, they are able to attain responsible posts like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and Varuna. As is the nature of this material world, the king of heaven, Indradeva, is very anxious if a great sage undergoes severe austerities. Indeed, the whole material world is filled with such envy that everyone becomes afraid of one's neighbors. Every businessman is afraid of one's associates, because this material world is the field of activities for all kinds of envious people who have come here simply to compete with the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Indra was very much afraid of the severe austerities performed by the great sage Kandu, and so he sent Pramlocha to break his vows and austerities. A similar incident took place in the case of Vishvamitra. From other incidents in the sastras, it appears that Indradev has always been envious. Even when King Prithu was celebrating various sacrifices, outdoing Indra, Indradev became very envious, and Indra disturbed King Prithu's sacrifice. This has already been discussed in previous chapters of this fourth canto. King Indra became successful in breaking the vow of the great sage Kandu, who became attracted by the beauty of the heavenly society girl Pramlocha, and thus begot a female child. This child is described herein as lotus-eyed and very beautiful. And being thus successful in her mission, Pramlocha returned to the heavenly planets, leaving the newborn child to the care of the trees. Fortunately, the trees accepted the child and agreed to raise her. Although the Apsara left her child to the care of the trees could not take care of the child properly. Therefore, the trees handed the child over to the king of the moon. Thus, Chandradeva, king of the moon, put his own finger within the mouth of the child just to satisfy her hunger. The Prachetas not only were great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but were also very obedient to the orders of their father. Therefore, Lord Vishnu asked them to marry the daughter of Pramlocha. According to Vedic principles, a woman cannot have many husbands, although a husband can have many wives. However, in special instances, it is found that a woman has more than one husband. For instance, Draupadi was married to all of the 5 Pandava brothers. And similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead ordered all the sons of Prachina Barhishat to marry the one girl born of the great sage Kandu and Pramlocha. So in special cases, a girl is allowed to marry more than one man, provided she is able to treat her husbands equally. And this is not possible for an ordinary woman. Only one who is especially qualified can be allowed to marry more than one husband. In this age of Kali, to find such an equipoised woman is very difficult. Thus, according to scripture, Kalau Pancha Vivarjayet, in this age a woman is forbidden to marry even her husband's brother. However, this system is still being practiced in some of the hilly tracts of India. So here in this episode, the Lord says, Aprithag dharma shileyang bhuyat patni arpitashaya. With the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to all the brothers. Aprithag dharma, meaning occupational duty without difference of purpose, which is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into 3 primary divisions: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. The word yoga means acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 3 by Krishna. Yagyarhat karmanah anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanah tad arthang karma kaunteya muktasanga samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, one's work binds one to this material world. Therefore, Arjuna, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for the satisfaction of God, and in that way, you will always remain unattached and free from bondage. One may act according to his or her own occupational duty, just to satisfy the Yajna Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called Aprithag Dharma. Different limbs of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that we satisfy everyone and everything. So we should follow in the footsteps of the Prachetas, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called Aprithag Dharma. According to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 66, Lord Krishna certifies, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekang sharanang vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the advice of Lord Sri Krishna. Thus, our only aim should be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of God. This is oneness, or Aprithag Dharma. The duration of life prescribed for the Prachetas by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is calculated by the time measurements of higher planetary systems. our 6 Earth months are said to equal 12 hours in the higher planetary systems. 30 days equals 1 month, and 12 months equals 1 year. In this way, for 1 million years, according to the calculations of the higher planetary system, the Prachetas were allowed to enjoy all kinds of material facilities. Although this lifespan was so long, the Prachetas were given full bodily strength by the grace of the Lord. In the material world, if one wants to live for many years, then he or she must endure the difficulties of old age, invalidity, and many other miserable conditions. The Prachetas, however, were given full bodily strength to enjoy material facilities. This special facility was given to the Prachetas so that they could continue rendering full devotional service. By the grace of the Lord, the Prachetas were given special facilities. Although they could live millions of years to enjoy material facilities, they still would not be deviated from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Being thus fully engaged, the Prachetas would be completely freed from all material attachment. Material attachment is very strong. During one lifetime, a materialist engages in acquiring land, money, friends, society, friendship, love, and so on. One also wants to enjoy the heavenly planets after the annihilation of one's body. If one is engaged in devotional service, however, he or she becomes unattached to all kinds of material enjoyment and suffering. In the material world, those who are elevated to the higher planetary systems are supposed to enjoy all material facilities, whereas those degraded to a lower planetary system are supposed to live in a hellish condition. The devotee, however, is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish conditions. According to Krishna, in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, a devotee's position is described in this way. Mang chayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatiyaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the 3 modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. The devotee is always situated on the Brahman platform. He or she has nothing to do with material happiness or distress. When one is strongly fixed in devotional service and free from all material attachment, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature, one then becomes fit to return home back to Godhead. Although by special blessing, the Prachetas would enjoy material facilities for millions of years, they would not be attached to these. Thus, at the end of their material enjoyment, the Prachetas would be promoted to the spiritual world and return to Godhead. The word Pakva Gunashaya has special significance, for it means that by devotional service, one is able to give up the influence of the 3 modes of material nature. As long as one is influenced by the modes of material nature, he or she cannot return to Godhead. It is clearly explained that all planets within this material world, beginning from Brahmaloka down to the hellish planets, are unfit places for a devotee. Padang padang yad vipadang natesham. A place where there is danger at every step is certainly not a comfortable place. Krishna therefore says in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartanaha Arjuna Mam Upetya Tukaunteya Punar Janmana Vidyate. From the highest planet within the material world down to the lowest planet, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Thus, there is no profit, even if one is promoted to the highest planet in the material universe, Brahma Loka. However, if one is somehow or other promoted to the abode of the Lord, he or she never returns to the material world. Generally, a person living in a family becomes overly attached to fruitive activity. In other words, one tries to enjoy the results of his or her activities. The devotee, however, knows that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and the supreme proprietor. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Consequently, the devotee does not consider oneself the proprietor of any occupation. The devotee always thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the proprietor. Therefore, the results of one's business are offered to the Supreme Lord. The devotee who thus lives in this way in the material world with one's family and children never becomes affected by the contaminations of the material world. And Krishna confirms this in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Yagya arthat karmanaha anyatra lokaha ayam karma bandhanaha tad artham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. One who tries to enjoy the results of his or her activities becomes bound by the results. But one who offers the results or profits to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, does not become entangled in the results. This is the secret of success. Generally, people take sannyas in order to become free from the reactions of fruitive activity. One who does not receive the results of one's actions, but instead offers them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, certainly remains in a liberated condition. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, confirms this. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikilasu api avastasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. If one engages him or herself in the service of the Lord, through one's life, wealth, words, intelligence, and everything one possesses, then one will always be liberated in any condition. Such a person is called Jivan Mukta, one who is thus liberated during this lifetime. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, those who engage in material activities simply become more entangled in material bondage. They have to suffer and enjoy the actions and reactions of all activity. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the greatest boon to humanity because it keeps one always engaged in Krishna's service. The devotees think of Krishna, act for Krishna, eat for Krishna, sleep for Krishna, and work for Krishna. Thus, everything is engaged in the service of Krishna. Thus, a total life in Krishna consciousness saves one from material contamination. As stated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Krishna bhajane jaha hoy anukula, vishaya baliya tyage taha hoy bhula. If one is so expert that one can engage everything or dovetail everything in the service of the Lord, then to give up the material world would be a great blunder. One should learn how to dovetail everything in the service of the Lord, for everything is connected to Krishna. That is the real purpose of life and secret of success, as reiterated in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna himself. Tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hi acharan karma param apnoti purushaha. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by working without attachment, one attains the supreme. The third chapter of Bhagavad Gita specifically considers material activities for the purpose of sense gratification and material activities for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. The conclusion is that these are not one and the same. Material activities for sense gratification are the causes of material bondage, whereas the very same activities for the satisfaction of Krishna are the cause of liberation. How the same activity can be the cause of bondage and liberation can be explained as follows. One may get indigestion due to eating too many milk preparations, such as condensed milk, sweet rice, and so on. But even though there is indigestion or diarrhea, another milk preparation, namely yogurt mixed with black pepper and salt, will immediately cure these maladies. In other words, one milk preparation can cause indigestion and diarrhea, whereas another milk preparation can cure them. If one is placed in material opulence due to the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he or she should not consider that opulence a cause of bondage. When the mature devotee is blessed with material opulence, one does not become affected adversely, for one knows how to employ material opulence in the service of the Lord. And there are many such examples in the history of the world. There were kings like Prithu Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka, Dhruva, Vaivasvata Manu, and Maharaj Ikshvaku. All of these were great kings and were especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if the devotee is not mature, then the Supreme Lord will take away all of one's opulence. This principle is stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, when he spoke to Maharaj Yudhishthir in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasyaham anukranami harishye tad dhanam shanai. My first mercy shown to my devotee is to take away all of one's material opulence. Thus, material opulence, detrimental to devotional service, is taken away by the Supreme Lord, whereas a person who is mature in devotional service is given all material facilities. The devotee is inspired by the supersoul situated within the heart to advance the devotee in devotional service in a variety of ways. The devotee does not feel hackneyed or stereotyped, nor does the devotee feel that one is in a stagnant position. in the material world, if one engages in chanting a material name, he or she will feel tired after chanting a few times. However, one can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day and night and never feel tired. As the chanting is increased, it will come out new and fresh. Indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami said that if he could somehow or other get millions of ears and tongues, then he could relish spiritual bliss by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There is really nothing uninspiring for a highly advanced devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he is situated in everyone's heart and that he helps the living entity to forget and remember. So by the grace of the Lord, the devotee gets inspiration. Teshaṁ satata yuktānāṁ bhajataṁ priti purvakam dadāmi buddhi yogaṁ taṁ yena māṁ upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they may come to me. Kushala Karmanam. Those engaged in the auspicious activities of devotional service are guided by the Supersoul, Krishna, who is described herein as Gya, or the one who knows everything, past, present, and future. The Supersoul gives instructions to the sincere, unalloyed devotee on how he or she can progress more and more in approaching Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Finally, Srila Jiva Goswami in this connection says that the Supersoul, or the plenary full expansion of the Personality of Godhead, Krishna, exists in everyone's heart. But in the heart of the devotee, Krishna reveals himself as ever increasingly new. And being inspired by Krishna, the devotee experiences increased transcendental bliss in the execution of his or her devotional service. Recorded January 8 and 9, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Jayatang Suratau Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Mat Sarvasva Padambo Jau Radha Madana Mohanau Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavan.
वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांच राधा कांच नमोस्तु ते
निच्छाय गौरांग निच्छाय गौरांग निच्छाय गौरांग गौरहरि गौरहरि जय गौरहरि निच्छाय गौरांग गौरहरि जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि गो भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.